Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Pearson. Today's day, ladies and gentlemen, of course, it is July the 12th. Why? This month is really moving on by. As we continue on our growth series to assist our small businesses, churches, and nonprofit organizations across the country, we're here to help you guys really build and grow your network in the area where you do business. We're going to have a special show today. I've already been posting and broadcasting that for the past few days. And I'm really excited for the opportunity to meet with our special guest, Mr. Andre Carter, and his crew, and basically on the new first-time play that he's bringing out here in Houston, Texas. And it's going to be a great opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, for you to plug in all my local small business owners that's locally here, churches, nonprofit organizations. I want you guys to let everybody know exactly what we're doing in production as we continue the growth series for the month of July. There's a great opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, as we continue to share opportunities for your business. It's all about you. As you incorporate it, how do you want to close out the month of July 2019, and how about the rest of this year 2019? We're already in the seventh month of the year. Can you believe how fast it's been moving? Yes, and it has continued to be consistent in reference to making sure that we're out here in the marketplace doing three things that we satisfy in the marketplace that are teaching, train everybody on a weekly basis is what people want, need, and can afford. If you satisfy these three things, ladies and gentlemen, you can be successful. But it's all about giving good quality customer service, building your brand, and making sure that you have what it takes to continue to move, getting the right exposure. I shared that on last week's show when we talked about exposure. If you're not getting the proper exposure for your business or your brand, you're going to need to kind of tweak some things and go back to basic and making sure that your marketing campaigns, your business plan that you originally started out with, that you follow that to the letter. It's just a roadmap. But your roadmap can have detours and it can have altered situations where you have to make some adjustments. And basically, that's a part of life, and we all know that. And so you want to make sure you're doing everything possible to build and grow on a regular, consistent basis. Growth to me, ladies and gentlemen, I say this again, is the most important commodity on the planet. Without growth, we're just existing. We're not living. So we're not here to do that. With all the gifts and talents and the creativities that we have right now today, and then the equipment that we have at our disposal and the technology we have today versus 20 years ago, 30 years ago, we didn't have a lot of this that we have today. So it should be a lot easier or smoother for you to navigate through the challenges that you face. And here's what we're going to be talking about, reference to that. And levels of business, of course, we always have three stages in business, your formulation stage, right? We talk about that in starting your business. You don't know every detail. You're just getting started. And looking at your competitors, knowing what they're doing if you're in the same industry. What is your industry looking like? Is it growing? Is it moving forward or is it moving backwards? You have to be the one to decide which way you want to do that. Or if you need to change a part of an industry or a culture and you want to put it to a level like Uber or like Amazon has done, in which they've shaken up the whole industry right now as far as that is concerned. So if you look at technology today, it's a great opportunity for you to plug in where you fit in. And that's one of the coolest things that I love about being in business for myself, and basically helping small businesses to grow their network As a web design and marketing company, we basically help each and everybody, no matter what level you're on, no matter what city and state you're from, no matter what country you're in. Internet radio, internet-based businesses, period, are basically breaking down and collapsing time frames. Why? Because we can reach more people in a faster period of time than we do the traditional business, brick and mortar. So now you have an opportunity to get your business out there the right way. Content is still king. Email marketing, all your marketing campaigns that you do on a regular, consistent basis, ladies and gentlemen, is what's going to put you to the next level. Understanding, again, the five P's of marketing. It's all about the people, product, price, place, promotion. The more you stay focused on that, ladies and gentlemen, the stronger you get, the better you are, and guess what? Everybody will start following you to the level. What are you doing? As I said before, we always use our customers as our runners. They know more people than you do. My suggestion to everybody is this. Get with customers who you've done business with before and explain to them and educate them on your business. And let them know, hey, who do you know? That's the key concept word. Who do you know who may need this particular product or service? Who do you know? That is one of the most interesting ways to get people to, hey, you know, I know a few people. When we talk about a movie, we talk about anything on the planet, no matter what subject matter it is. It's all about who do you know? Who do you know? So today, we're going to have a great show. We're going to have a great time. I'm real super excited. Ms. Katina Hart, I've been knowing her for God knows for how long now. It's been a number of years, but she has really been a blessing, and it's been a privilege knowing her and the productions and the things that she's been able to do and helping people. And it's all about people helping people. The PHP effect is still working, ladies and gentlemen. People helping people. The PHP effect, if you understand that concept, you will continue to grow, you will continue to build, and guess what? You'll be able to change lives. And that's what it's really all about. So without further ado, I'm going to get off my soapbox. I just wanted to share a few little tips on that and a few nuggets here to get my man on here, Andre Carter, to talk about, of course, this new production, this new first-time play that he's put together as a director, writer. And so you want to get a chance to learn, ladies and gentlemen, on many levels. On your creative side, are you more interactive on your creative side? Are you more exercising that on a regular basis? We talk about exercising physically and mentally, but what about creatively? So these are the things, ladies and gentlemen, I love to talk about on any given day, on any given level. So we're going to talk more about that, and we're going to have some fun with that. But let me get him back on. Mr. Andre, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How you doing?
I am super fantastic, my brother. It is good to hear from you. And, welcome to our show. Ms. Katina has been talking about you like clockwork, so I'm real excited to hear and learn exactly, and our radio listeners as well, what type of play this is and what got you to get started on your very first project right now.
Okay. As you know, my name is Andre Carter, and this is my first project. It's called The Struggle of a Praying Mother. This play is phenomenal. And what inspired me to write this play was I was laying down and, you know, I was thinking about my mom, and she was a single parent and how she struggled with us. She had six boys, you know, no girls, just six boys. And you know,
wow.
We hard heads, you know what I'm saying? So she struggled with us, you know what I'm saying? She took odd jobs just to make sure the light stayed on, you know. And, you know, she took things from people that she wouldn't normally take if she was by herself. But because she had six mouths to feed, you know, women, our mothers, real mothers, that strive to bring their children upright, you know. So this hit my heart and hit my mind. I used to listen to Shirley Caesar song, Don't Drive Your Mother Away. And I'm like, man, God, this is a heck of a song. So God blessed me with the talent to write. And I wrote this song, I wrote this play, and to touch mothers, to let them know, hey, God hears your prayers. God gonna supply all your needs. You know, you just have to keep pushing. You have to keep pushing.
Okay. Well, wow. That's phenomenal, Mr. Carter. And I know you probably put a lot of effort into writing this particular piece for mothers. And again, from your own personal experience, that's relatable to men who have mothers like that. And I have a mother like that. And so it's a blessing to be able to expose that and share that with the world. So let me see. You have some actors with you on here too as well. Am I correct?
Yes, I have Adrian. Man, he's amazing.
Okay.
He's playing Ronnie. Oh my God!
Okay.
This is the son that's act up that gave his mom the most trouble. You know, so in the end, they will see how God transformed him. And man, it's just beautiful. And Takesha, oh man, she's a star player. She's the mother that's going through all the chaos and hell that she's going through, but yet still haven't lost her faith in God, in spite of.
Wow.
You know, a lot of times they get beat down by the world, but yet still it's something that God installed in them that is so strong that she didn't waver. And she stayed, she stood her ground. Even for her son that gave her trouble, she yet still prayed. So God has just worked in her life in this play that people will see. And I'm just really excited that God is allowing my work, the work that he blessed me with, to take form, you know.
I can hear it in your voice, and I love it. Who was your inspiration for writing plays, or what was your look? Have you been around plays or in life, or what got you think about writing for plays?
At my young age, I was around about 20-something, I started going to stage plays. I was exposed to stage plays. The first play I seen was Shelley Garrett's Beauty Shop, and it was very good. I love that play. Then I seen Fake Friends, and then Tyler Perry just came and just really blew me out the water. So those are my inspiration to why I write plays now. Never been to school for it. It's just a given.
Really?
It's a gift that God gave me. Yes.
Wow.
And it's just a lesson.
And again, that's the creativity that I'm talking about that I love to hear from people who haven't gone and gotten an education to have it. It's within you, and God has put that in you, and we all have been blessed with a gift and a talent, but we just have to know how to go in and exercise that gift and talent to expose it to not just for ourselves, but it's for others to see and others to give them hope where there was no hope. And that's the blessing and the beauty of our gifts and talents. And you know, it's really good that you're sharing this, Mr. Carter, and I'm really glad that you have stepped out on faith to put something like this together. So when is the production? How is the production? How is it coming along, John?
Oh, man, it is it is. It's not a word for it to see how it's starting to unfold to how it's going to be. You know, I have a saying that I keep with me, even when I start to have a little doubt. Is remember this, even to those who are out there that's listening right now, if God gives you vision, he will make provision.
That's powerful.
So that alone.
I like that.
Whatever you have a vision for and God gave it to you, go for it. And he will put people in your life, actors, good friends like Katina. Oh, my God, she's amazing.
Oh, yes, she is.
She is amazing.
Yes,
she is heavenly sent.
Yeah, and
to see this place starting to unfold
like it is,
oh, my God, it's like I said, it's not a word for it.
I've been to one of Katina's first productions, and I was amazed by what she put together there. in collaboration with other people. And friends of ours that I know that, you know, like Jason Thibodeau, I've been knowing him for years as well. And, you know, and so all of these talented, gifted people in Houston. Now, this is something you don't see every day. You don't hear about, you don't talk about. You know, all the talent
right.
we have here in Houston. And I keep saying that for the longest time. And I'm like, when are these TV production companies going to know that you don't have to go outside of Texas to find anything? You can find it all around here. You don't have to go to Dallas.
Right.
You can go to Houston. And a lot of people always go to Dallas thinking Dallas is a hit, but no, it's Houston. And I'm really glad to see more creativity on this level for productions like we have today. And it seems like it's being more and more prevalent now in H-Town than it has been in the last 10 years. So as you guys
right.
continue to showcase this and put this all together, I'm going to be the big fan waving the big flag and say, come on in here and watch this, check this out.
Yes.
So it's going to be
yes.
a real opportunity for all of us to connect. And that's what it's all about, community. And I'm really a big fan of community. That's why I work with a lot of small businesses, churches, and nonprofit organizations across the country, because every community should have the same thing. And they should be able to assist and help each other where that we don't lack anything within the community. And that's what it's really all about. And so,
right.
again, this right here, Mr. Carter, I'm real excited. The struggle, as you said, the struggle of a praying mother. I like the title of that. What gave you that
yeah.
title?
My mother. the struggles that she's been through in life. I mean, she passed on in 08. It really hurts me that she's not here to see this, but to know that her prayers and the things she stayed up and prayed for her son, God is actually honoring it. And everything is at the appointed time, and it's this time now. The struggle of a praying mother is the title of this play, and I encourage people to come out and watch it. And just really be blessed by it.
So what's the date of the actual play for them to come for this play?
Okay, the date is July the 27th. The doors open up at 6. The show starts at 7. Tickets are on sale for $20 now. If you
okay.
come in with a group of 5, you can get 5 tickets for $80. You buy 4 and get the 5th one free.
Wow.
If you
okay.
buy 10, it's $175 for 10 tickets for a group of 10. So we do have tickets remaining. I know it's on there saying go to Eventbrite, but please do not go to Eventbrite. If you can call this number, 346-283-3032, okay. my secretary will be gladly to assist you.
Okay.
The number again is 346-283-3032.
Okay. Okay. All right. Now, so that's great, and I'm going to have you to say that again before the ending. But you had Adrian on the show on the call with us. As well, and you said he's going to be running. Is that his title? The character?
Yes,
so.
Yes,
hello.
He is.
Okay. Hey, Ronnie. I mean, I'm calling you your stage name. It's like I know him, Ronnie, so you know. how you doing, sir?
I'm pretty good. How about you?
Doing well. So are you excited about this play? The role you're playing, and what got you preparing for a role like this, in this stage play that Mr. Carter has put together?
Well, actually, he got it a little mixed up. I'm playing EJ. I'm the younger brother, which it is the right.
Oh, you're the younger brother.
I am the trouble one.
Yes,
one.
You are.
But it's EJ. Ronnie is a doctor. He's Mr. Doctor. Mr. Success. Yes.
My bad. I forgot about
EJ. Okay, that's right.
Yeah, I'm EJ.
Fine.
I'm the trouble one. man. I mean, right away I identified with the role when I read the script, because one of my favorite movies is Baby Boy, and I feel like I'm playing Baby Boy.
Oh, I love Baby Boy. Yeah, that's what, yeah, that's mine too, brother. That's mine too. You know, it's really interesting to be able to display a particular character that you can relate to and are familiar with. And I think those makes it an easier transition for you to display that particular character. Is that right?
Right. And then there's friction between the brothers. And I, you know, my older brother and myself used to have a little friction, so I'm kind of used to that a little bit too. So.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm real excited for this opportunity to be able to talk with you guys. Is Takesha on the line too?
I am on the line.
Oh, okay. I heard. I'll tell you how good Miss Takeda is. She's texting me all as I'm talking to you guys. Who's where? I'm like, okay. So let me unmute everybody there because I didn't know who all was on the line. So
I'm here. Hey,
son. So you're the mother, is that correct? You're the mother?
I am.
So talk about your role in this particular piece of the play that I'm really excited about. And really what Carter had described was really interesting because men can relate, I can relate, and I know my mother plays, and she does it on a consistent level. But what got you to want to get into this particular role?
Well, you know, I think Katina, you know, at first she was just like, hey, who could play this role? And she called me and told me about everything, and I was like, yeah, of course. Yolanda, she's strong. She's a strong African-American woman. Wife, mother, Christ believer, and so it just kind of like touches me because, yes, I am a minister, so, you know, that aspect of it is like, oh, yeah, good. I know the Lord. I love the Lord. I love him. So, you know, that just matches up perfectly. I'm a newlywed wife, so, you know, that kind of matches up as well.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm not a mother just yet, but I did take care of my nephew, raised him for about 2 years or so. So, you know, that's really just a little aspect of just motherhood and then just like children at church and things like that. So, this whole character, I mean, she's just strong, aspirations, dreams that she has, just want to be able to make sure her family is together and loved and her children are being raised properly and things like that. But then, you know, there were some twists and turns that came in the midst of that. And so you'll be able to see when everyone comes on out, all the twists and turns and the tricks and ups and downs and things like that, and how she was able to overcome.
Wow, that's a blessing. And so I'm really looking forward to another packed out crowd for this production, guys. I'm really super excited. And again, I'm gonna be waving a big old flag around here, not only just at my radio show, but also around social media and also locally in the communities for the July 27th production. And Miss Katina Hunt, my God, Restored Entertainment. Like I said, I've been knowing Katina for forever. It seems like that's my sister. So it's like, you know, she's just like one of the people that you just know that's like, you're my relative. You don't care if you're not in the family, you're in the family now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So she's just got that. And I'm really excited for all of you guys to be able to talk about this today on this show. And we're going to talk more about it as we get closer to the production date, to the actual date for the play. And I want to be also, Adrian, since you're going to be EJ, the little brother, what got you to think about getting into doing performance in plays?
Man, I came up in a family that's been doing nothing but singing and traveling and doing plays. Actually, I heard him say that Fake Friends was one of his inspirations, and my sister had a major role in Fake Friends. My sister was Rosalind McDuffie, Rosalind Brunswick McDuffie. And
oh, really?
She passed away in
Yeah.
I'm Adrian. I'm her little
Okay.
And I was all in high school watching her do her thing back then or whatever. So I grew up around all of this type of stuff, man. Just so happened that I'm an R&B recording artist. I actually still give my reasonable service. I lead praise and worship and all of that stuff and everything too. You know, I have a band. Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about.
I have a band and we perform all around the city. You know, and and I'll also be singing in the play. So yeah.
Well,
and,
I've been performing
pretty much since I was a kid, man.
No, that's good, Adrian. I'm really excited for you, though, to take on this mantle again, as God gives us elevation of blessings. And we want to make sure as we go through these elevation of blessings that we don't forget where we came from and we don't forget what he brought us from. And so as we do, we want to bring others with us along the way.
Right.
And thus, while me and Katina are always in collaboration together, when I started this radio show back in 2012, I can't believe it's been 7 years since I've been doing this show, and I have a lot of listeners tuning in across the country and also around the world. And because of this internet radio and what I've been able to do to give some tools and tips to share with, it's all about growth. That's what God is all about, growth. Jesus cursed the fig tree because it didn't bear no fruit, but if we bear fruit, we continue to grow, we continue to help each other, then we won't lack anything. And I'm a firm believer of that. And so with this opportunity, I know this is going to be a lot for you guys to take in once you see the production and how this thing really goes. I'm talking about with TV networks, radio networks, all of the news. Me and Katina will talk about this, and I'll share this with you guys because this is an opportunity to really bless the community. We don't know what people are going through. We don't know all their struggles. But, again, God always has the answer. And because he is the answer, and he's the best networker to me on the planet, I don't care who nobody says.
Right.
He puts people together for a reason.
Right.
So it's really good that you guys are all collaborative together. And I'm really excited for that. And, Takesha, what got you started doing this production play?
Wow, what got me started? Just in general, through high school, 1993 to 97, that Waltrip, I just kind of had a love and passion for the state. Sir?
Waltrip, what comes in the building? I'm a Waltrip
fan
too, by the way.
Come on, Waltrip.
Class of 96. You know what I'm saying?
but I just had a love and a passion for the stage. And then I just kind of majored in that at PSU. And from there, you know, just got a chance to grace the stage with Tyler Perry and Madea's Family Reunion. I played the crackhead. Got a chance to just do some film.
Let me share something with you, ladies, gentlemen and ladies, and also my listeners. I got a chance to talk with Tyler Perry on a lot of levels with his production and things that he's been able to do. We tweet a lot on Twitter back and forth, and things that I was sharing with him and things that he was relaying back. You know, I have now celebrities on tuning to listen to what I do. It's all about community, and they are firm believers of that.
Absolutely.
You don't get a chance to hit them on a level like that, but I've just been blessed to – I met Tracy Morgan in New York when I was up there. I'm from Chicago originally, moved here to Houston, Texas. It's a little bit about my background. And I've been doing web design and marketing since 2008 when I – lost my last job. And so I just said, okay, it's time to step out and do your thing. And I've always been a big fan of helping people. I've always been a big fan of that. I'm a people person. Of course, you can probably tell by the way I talk. It just gives me an insight to look at what others are doing. And I love to see creativity. And I think that's what Tyler Perry loves. And I love the fact that he gives some tools and tips as well. But the thing about it is, how to express that creativity that you have within you. How do I get it out? How do I portray that? How do I express that to the world? And so once you get that part down, then everything else is gravy. And so this production, I know it's going to be more. And Mr. Carter, are you doing any more writing after this one?
Yes, I have a few more plays. I have one called The Greatest Gift from God is Woman. That would be my next one.
Okay.
That would be my next one. The Greatest Gift from God is Woman.
Wow. I like that too.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, we love the gift.
Thank y'all. Appreciate
y'all.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Yes. So that's good that you're going to be continuing this production and continue on writing. And again, Miss Katina Hunt is the producer of this particular play, The Struggling of a Praying Mother, from, of course, Restored Entertainment. And I'm real excited for the collaboration. And see, people don't think we can get together like this. They don't think this could be done. But look what we're talking about. Look at the people we have today. And so if we can continue to express this is the exposure that I really want to share, is because of the collaboration that we can do together as in the community where we are. And so the more we do this consistently, the more we expose that, the better we're going to be.
Right.
I agree with that.
So yes. And so I got, man, that's great. So Mr. Carter, Adrian, and Mr. Keisha, I got to get that name down.
Yes.
It's like I'm going to say it. I get
choked
up by that name for some reason. Okay. It's a blessed name. I can tell you that. It's a blessed name. Anything else further that you guys are looking into doing after this particular production?
Well, me, I have also, hopefully by next year, I have a film that we're going to be shooting. It's called The Drill. It's about praise dancing, where there's conflict in the church between the youth and the elders. But God gets the glory out of it. So it's called The Drill.
Right.
It's like a sister act, almost like a sister act.
Oh, like sister
act.
Okay. Okay. Wow, that's going to be incredible right there. I can see that. And Takesha, you? Anything else after this?
Just some more acting and just sitting down and getting more into creating the play that I already have in my head, because the stage is pretty much my pulpit, so I want to be able to show the world this vision that I have from Genesis to Revelation.
Wow. That's a journey right there. That's a journey right there. And I can tell you, you're gonna be able to bless a lot of people in this regard. And guys, this is really what it's all about. And I'm really excited for each and every one of you. And thank you all for tuning in and for coming onto the show, because this was kind of short notice, because Miss Katina was like, "Hey, can I get on your show?" I'm like, "Yeah, you can always get on my show. It's not a problem." And so, because whatever she wants, I'm just here to serve. I'm just a servant. I'm just here to help her do whatever she needs me to do. I'm just following her. Because she has that mothering tone, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So, but we love her. And like I said, it's been a blessing to see her first production restored. I mean, when was Retribution. And, Retribution. That was phenomenal. And I had them on the show before talking about that, and it was packed. It was jam-packed. And so I'm looking for this production.
I was actually in that one, so yeah.
Yeah, I saw you in that. Okay, but anyway, it was jam-packed. And so I'm looking for this play to be the same level, the same caliber as we always do. Consistency, guys, is always the key, and how we promote, how we represent, how we share what we talk about. And so that's what's going to take us over to the next level. So I'm looking forward to more of you guys talking more about it. I'm going to have you guys back again before the actual date of the production, which is July 27th. And Mr. Carter, go back over that one more time as we close.
Okay, the play will be at Commission. Hold on, let me make sure I'm right. The Crossing Community Church, 3225 mm-hmm. West Orem Drive. It's July the 27th. The doors open at 6. The play starts at 7. Tickets are $20. If you bring five people, you buy four and get the fifth one free. And if you have 10 people, it's $175 for 10. And again,
wow.
If you want, you have to call 346-283-3032. And my secretary, she will give you all the information you need to inquire tickets.
Wow. Okay. Well, I want to thank my special guest, Mr. Andre Carter.
Thank you for having me.
Mrs., shall I say, Mrs. Tashika.
Fisher.
Mrs. now. It's Mrs. now. Okay.
That's right. That's right.
And then my main man, Mr. Andre, it's been a good pleasure for all of you to tune in and come in on the show. And all my radio listeners that's tuning in, I'm really excited. So, guys, you heard about the play, you heard about the production, and you heard about these great, incredible people. I want you to do this. I want you to get on the line and check it out. Tune in and share this with everybody. This show it's going to be on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn, so you guys can see that. You can share this with everybody. And I want your feedback as to what you thought about a play in your community. Do you go out to see those plays consistently? Do you support these type of productions? I want to know. It's always good to hear from you guys because you guys give me the 411 on what's really happening, so I know exactly how I can help more on this level so we can get more people to come out and share. It's all about sharing, people. We're not selling nothing. We're just sharing. So, again, we want to thank you. I want to thank my special guest. I want to thank you all for tuning in for this edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. As we get ready to close, I want to say this from my brother, Les Brown. It's been a plum pleasure as well as a privilege. And, again, I want you guys to continue to build the faith and keep building your dreams.